It's time for the Steve and Kyle podcast with Steve.
As long as we're helping out a puppy or a monkey, I think that our odds of being on the news are pretty good. Look, there's got to be a listener of this podcast out there that has a monkey that we can accidentally lose for a couple days.
Right.
And then your old heroes, Steve and Kyle, are just strolling through the park one day. But what is that over there? That's the missing monkey. We're going to save it.
And Kyle.
That's number one. Number two, right, we need to find a GoFundMe like local gentleman wants Nazi tattoo. Okay. And then we're going to fund that.
Oh, we want to support that. Okay.
Not support.
Fund.
Just fund. We're at two really solid ideas. Destroy children's park. Help a Nazi get a tat.
Okay.
Now, here they are. Two guys who are living in style. Steve and Kyle.
What is it that they say about hindsight? And looking back on your old ideas, and
yeah, I would still argue that that is in our top three of ideas that we had last week, and I believe we had three ideas.
All right,
so it's on the medal stand.
Yeah.
Okay. Again, we just wanted to be on the news, and we were just spitballing.
Yeah,
I don't think we can be canceled for a multitude of reasons, but definitely not.
Yeah, being canceled requires some amount of success.
Yeah, here's the thing. If we were to be quote-unquote canceled, I think you and I would have to do an about face. And I think tomorrow we're emailing whoever that other bigot was who hosts the Power Hour or Retirement Hour.
Oh, the Lighthouse Retirement Hour.
And I think we'd have everything financed within 90 minutes of us being internet canceled.
Okay.
Should we stage that? Is that how we finally break through?
By Should staging...
We, so I just need... Here's what I need this week.
Okay.
From you.
All right.
Like 4 to 6 hours of your time.
Oh, that's it.
Okay. And yeah, multiple screens.
No problem.
Because we're going to create upwards of like 40 burners on all social media accounts, right?
Yeah.
And we're just going to be hashtag cancel Steve and Kyle or hashtag cancel SK, right? It doesn't matter what. Mm-hmm. And we're gonna go to our main account, and we're gonna screen grab all this into like some big collage.
Yeah,
and we'll send them to again that bigot who hosts the Power Hour or retire. I always forget.
It's the Retirement Hour.
Sorry, come on. The Retirement Hour. And say, I can't believe they're trying to do this to us. I think it's Joe Biden. And I guarantee you, within an hour, we'll have a PayPal deposit to cover our expenses for a year.
So we're gonna claim that this goes all the way to the top.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, unless you really want to sink into it and assume
to the top of our crooked government,
and assume that Joe Biden isn't the top, and that he's
a puppet.
He's a puppet.
Yeah,
and the deep state is currently running him. Again, these are all just options to get us funded. Uh-huh. Let's add this to the other ideas, which is GoFundMe for a guy who wants a swastika tattoo.
Uh-huh.
We're then going to vandalize a park.
Mm-hmm.
And then clean it up ourselves and hope nobody caught us.
We're going to vandalize it under the cover of darkness.
That's right.
You know,
that's right.
So we're not.
That's when police sleep.
So we can't be linked to it in any way.
Yeah. And again, that because all of the police will be passed out for the night.
Sure.
So we'll wait for the sun to go down, which around here is about 6:35.
Mm-hmm.
And by about 6:45, you and I are, you know, just baseball batting this metal playground equipment.
It's a poor approach, but we might have to work on that a bit.
And spray painting, you know, frogs or whatever else on playground equipment. I can't believe it's that notorious local toads.
The frog taggers.
The darn local toad frog taggers were at it again. And then, hindsight of that plan was then you and I are there. By about noon the next day with news crews in tow.
And helping put it back together.
We're scrubbing, much like those Dawn dish soap commercials, scrubbing the oil off of the duck's beaks.
Yeah, little ducks.
You and I are scrubbing the toads from the monkey bars.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
At the local playground that we vandalized hours before.
Sure, yeah.
So again, just ideas.
So these are all ways for us to go viral?
Viral and profit.
Gotcha.
I think, right? Because this was, I believe it was all based on me wanting to be on the news.
I have no idea. Couldn't even begin to tell you what this is all based on.
Because I believe you guys had the cameras at the ready with the side gig.
That's right. And you were...
And you bought like a moving chair or something for someone who needed it.
Bought a chair for someone.
And that was awful nice of you guys. But I'm just in obvious... A little discerning eye here. Mm-hmm. Pretty easy to see. You guys have the camera crews ready to go. So
we have them on speed dial. We say, hey, we're about to do something big. You want to be here breaking the news?
I didn't want to get too far in here this week before letting everybody know that a couple of things are coming up. We have not forgotten. I believe in 2 weeks we are going to be kicking off the annual Pole Badness Tournament.
Okay, we had some good ones last year.
So the discussion den is meeting. We've got slots at the Planning Pagoda ready to go. And the bracket will be revealed in 2 weeks' time. Mm-hmm. Another thing we have not forgotten that I need to put in your ear again as well, because I've been thinking about it this week.
What do you got?
The Steve and Kyle podcast Feats of Strength.
Oh, yes.
Has to happen.
The weather's finally nice.
I think the last episode of March should be our target. So in 3 weeks' time, mm-hmm. I think if we can have the event done, the audio ready to go, and the video uploaded ready to go. So again.
So we have to, in 3 weeks, we have to find time and energy to run 100 meters.
100 meters. Two men in their late 20s and early 30s.
I don't even remember what my prediction was for how fast I could do it.
It's written somewhere.
It's got to be.
I don't know where. I just know it's written somewhere.
I think I said sub 10 seconds.
And listen, this is just a reminder for everybody. This isn't a race.
No.
That's not the point. I don't even remember how we got on the topic of this.
Oh, man. If we could do those overlays, though, that they do at like the NFL Combine where they show Rich Eisen running his 40 in, you know, slacks and dress shoes. And then they put, you know, whoever, I don't know who a fast runner is in the NFL. And they overlay them just to show. That would be fun. That would be really fun. I don't think I have that kind of technology.
No. So in a few weeks' time, you and I are going to make the plans, and we'll go out to a local outdoor track, mm-hmm. get out there, figure out how to mark off 100 meters.
It should be marked off.
On the track?
Yeah, it should be. Usually they are.
Boy, you can tell my experience with running.
What do you think? Every race they run, they have to like redo it?
Here's why it's been in my mind this past week.
Where's the sideline of the football field? Hell if I know.
This past week, going on walks and... trying to spend time outside with the dogs and our son.
Yeah. It's been beautiful.
Our wiener dog gets this burst when we get him out for a walk. Mm-hmm. And he goes full speed.
Yeah.
For the first, whatever, down to the end of our road.
Okay.
Until he kind of, you know, he's a small dog, so he gasses himself out, right?
So he's got one gear. Go.
At the start, yeah. So I'm jogging with him, because he can move fast enough that I have to jog with him. And I've realized at the end of this very, very short run with a wiener dog in front of me that this is going to be worse than I anticipated.
Okay. All right.
So this is the first of what we hope to be 4
Feats of Strength.
Quarterly Steve and Kyle podcast Feats of Strength. We have something in mind for the second feat of strength that I believe our friend Johnny Chef sent us in a message about. Can we swim further than a 92-year-old?
Oh, yeah. How far did this one?
I don't know, but I got a safe answer for you. No.
Okay. You're not a strong swimmer?
I think I'm okay. But I feel like if it's underwater swimming, I'm in trouble.
Is that what it was?
I don't know. I haven't read the article. Thanks for sending it, John. We definitely read all the messages. We'll get to it when we get to it.
Okay.
But I'm hoping that can be our either second or third quarterly Steve and Kyle podcast, mm-hmm. Feat of Strength, as we endeavor to see what the human body can actually do in two very, very underwhelming middle-aged male bodies.
I can't wait.
One who went to the ER with gas and one who has oinky. In place of an actual heart valve.
Yeah. And by the way, we were just talking about how it would be great if we could overlay the videos of us doing the run. Mm-hmm. We could just both do it at the same time and we wouldn't have to do camera trickery.
That's But I want myself overlaid with an actual athlete. You know what I mean?
That would be good.
Like, I want to see, again, my first 40 yards on this 100-meter dash compared to the guy at the NFL Combine who set the new record by running a 4.21 40-second 40-yard dash. So, obviously, yards, meters, it's all, I don't know. It's not up to me to do the technical work. I don't know how to do that. But I think it would be funny to see how both of us, I think, would be out of the frame.
Yeah.
So quickly.
Now, I've done this in the past. I did this with the side gig. I did the 40-meter or 40-yard? I think the 40-yard dash because we were exactly that. We were talking about the NFL Combine, and we were wondering, oh, I wonder what we could do it in. And, God, I want to say I was 5-something.
Yeah.
So, granted, that was probably 8 years ago.
When you really look at a 40-yard dash in person, and after you read, oh, 4 seconds, whatever, it's not as far as you'd think. Like, in the fives and sixes seems probably normal, right, for most people.
Yeah.
I'd be comfortable in the sevens. I think I could do a sevener on that. I'm not going to do it.
Do you want to?
One run is enough. 100 meters, plenty.
Are you going to need a water station set up midway down the track?
I hope this ends near grass.
I can set one up. I can set up a little aid station, put a couple cups of water, a couple cups of Gatorade.
Can we treat this like a marathon and actually at the 25 and 75, maybe have like my son and Evelyn hanging out to hand me cups of water?
You just splash in your face.
Yeah, yeah. Try to get a couple drops into my... Now, I have, before we do this, I've kind of considered to get myself up. I know people do this and they say that it like really affects them negatively, though. Should I go, again, I'd have to buy this jug of pre-workout and just shovel like that dry powder.
Oh, boy.
And just take just a quick hit, right?
Maybe
just
do a line of it.
Just to really get myself amped.
I would... I'd advise against that.
Okay.
But hey, I'm no doctor, so maybe consult your heart doctor.
I mean, I know what they're gonna say. They're buzzkills.
Imagine this is what does you in.
This is what finally kills me.
What does it?
Yeah.
I mean, okay. Hypothetically, this happens. You drop dead at like 60 meters.
Yeah.
I have like full permission from you and your estate to not only mock you, but also profit off it. Correct?
Listen, if you got to do it, if you could finally turn this podcast profitable by selling my death video to like Faces of Death as I'm collapsed on a local, you know, school track.
Yeah. Okay.
Having a grabber at now, meter obviously, 60.
Obviously, this is reciprocal. This works.
Yeah.
Same for you. If I kick the 5-galloner, profit off of it as much as you can.
I did have a fear. Reed will, when we go to the park or do these walks, Reed will ride his bike. And yesterday on the way, when we got close to home, he said, let's race, Dad, let's race. So I'll race and I'll run with him next to his bike. And I had the very, very real kind of scenario play out visually in my head of me popping an ACL, the same Achilles.
Yeah, we're going to have to, I mean, both of us are going to have to do some stretching.
Yes.
This is either that or we're going to have to try and corral the ponies a bit, maybe not go 100% because, you know.
Oh, no. I have one speed. And it's slow, but also it's 100%.
It's the fastest slow you can accomplish.
You turn right. Listen, this is, it's like if you have one of those dials and you're turning that from 0 to 100. Mm-hmm. Now, it's not 0 to 1. Like those aren't the actual margins.
Yeah.
0 to 100 is very small in terms of actual speed.
Right. Yeah. But it's grading on a curve.
When I shoot out of those blocks that we won't have because we're going to be going into a track that's hopefully open. When I launch off of that weird pavement, that is as fast as I can go.
All right. Well, that's all. Look, that's all we're asking for is 100% of your ability.
Do we have a little? Can we rent or find in our travels or whatever? Or should we dig into the coffers? to get a like a portable speed gun. Just so we can, the other person who's either filming and watching, right, can hold that speed gun on the body.
I will answer your first question. No, we do not have one.
Okay, good.
But maybe, is there a police officer in the West Michigan area that would be?
That feels too official. I want one for like $18 on Amazon.
Okay.
Right, that, you know, will accidentally pick up the wind and assume I'm actually going at 18 miles per hour. Yeah. Because you see NFL players and college football players, all these people, they're running 18, 20 miles per hour.
Mm-hmm.
And this is all for just to get a complete picture of how inept I am.
Yeah.
I really want to see my max speed of like 6.5 on a speed gun.
I mean, really, if you think about it, we should easily be able to calculate it. Just based on time and distance.
Yeah, but I want to see top speed. Yeah, I don't want to see average speed.
You want the visual.
Yeah, and I want to know, I mean, oh boy, okay, dig it. Oh no, here we go. This is more our range. $25.
Oh, I'm sure it's very accurate.
Wait a minute. These are all massage guns. What are these helping me with?
Massage guns?
We'll talk off air, but I got an idea about how we can make this work for our needs.
Okay.
In a couple weeks. I think we can make this work. But yeah, stay tuned. 3 weeks from now, the very first ever quarterly Steve and Kyle podcast Feet of Strength.
All right. I will dust off the audio to Chariots of Fire, which is the go-to music whenever a race is involved.
That's right. Well, we're going to have to dig into... I don't know if you guys do this anymore on the side, King. Again, don't listen. Don't observe. Not a fan of the production.
True.
There used to be some video there. And we're going to have to dig into our video editing... histories to make this thing happen so we can put some decent content out on the internet in 2024. Yeah. We haven't done anything like this. So obviously we have to make sure it's covered from all angles.
Yep. Not a problem. We will make sure that is done. There's going to be video proof of this race.
Yeah. So again, that's forever. In 3 weeks. Speaking of strength, also before we get too far, I wanted to mention a couple of new designs up on the merch store, stevenkyle.com/merch.
Boy, do I like them.
If you know anybody at Gold's Gym, please don't tell them.
That was a... Yeah, no, they look totally different.
Totally different. One based on our idea of me just apparently wanting to have sexual relations with this random couple I found at the brewery that I thought I could maybe make a friend with that turned... south when discussing on this podcast. That design's up there, as well as one that I had in the tank that I just touched up a little bit for 2 minutes of awkward conversation. So if you're looking for any Stephen Kyle podcast merch, that whole store has been entirely revamped in the past 3 months. And there's monthly sales on both the Redbubble store and the TeePublic store, so please check those out. Again, stevenkyle.com/merch. But I noticed, well, first of all, I came here today, but I do want to take an early break today, Steve.
Okay.
Because I have a huge thing I need to get to after the break today.
All right.
Huge. And it has been on our list for 1 year. And it was my longest grudge ever. Okay. And the only reason it's been on there for 1 year is because it came back up again.
Okay.
So we need to get to my longest grudge ever. We'll get to that coming up a little bit after the break. But... we're recording at a bit of a different time today.
Yeah.
A bit of a goofy schedule.
Later in the afternoon on a Sunday. Typically we're Saturday or Sunday morning.
Yeah. Home, relaxed by now, doing whatever we're doing for the day.
Yep.
Instead, we're over here on the Lord's Day. Smiting, talking about vandalizing parks.
You're welcome. You're welcome that we're doing this on the Lord's Day.
But I texted you that I was here or that I was on my way, and you got back to me and said, hey, I'm out back. Which is not surprising, because that's typically where your family prefers you. But usually by the time I arrive, you're inside.
Seems hurtful, but okay.
I needed to ask you, because you teased something last week to me off air, and I noticed when I walked to the backyard today, and no, it wasn't the very windy conditions for you to be having a barrel fire in your wooded backyard. Not what I was going to mention. It was very clean.
The backyard?
Yes. That is normally, I mean, you have a ton of trees.
Yeah.
The leaves that twigs, branches, everything that fall off those trees, it's usually pretty overridden to the point where I'm guessing outside of the path to your garage, you don't go to the other, that other area often.
Not really. It's usually, I mean, it's also winter, so it has, like, the back part of our yard just has that like ivy ground cover stuff, but that pretty much dies out over the winter, and then so right now it's for the most part dead. But I decided this year was finally going to be the year that I was gonna, like, every year I look out back and I'm like, oh man, I need to trim that tree, I need to clean up those branches, I need to, you know, take a little bit of pride in my yard. So a couple weeks ago I started, and I'm just doing like little sections at a time. Clean up, you know, trim some branches, rake out all the undergrowth, clean it all up, and and just make it look a little bit more presentable.
It looks great. Thank you. It looks great to the point where I even asked you, because I thought maybe you were considering doing some paved paths, whether it be to the garage or around the side, whatever it may be, just because it had that look about it, like you'd leveled it off, whatever. So, is this something, because again, it's the spot your family prefers you mostly, out there.
Far away as possible.
Hey, could you, I know you said you're going to be in the backyard. I didn't think you meant deck. Can you keep going?
Yeah, actually, yeah, I built that shop last summer so I would stay out of my family's direct line of sight.
Uh-huh. Again, love's not dead. And you had mentioned something to me last week or a couple of weeks ago at this point about how that job got done. So I want to hint around it, because I don't want to, I don't want to throw out any inflammatory questions. So I want you.
No, of course not. Of course not. You wouldn't want to do that.
Did you force your kids to clean up your crap?
Force is a strong word.
So let me ask another way, that did you, it's never been phrased this way, but almost like a Steve-ism. Did you try to make it like, hey, you know what would be super fun? See all those dead twigs that are out in the woods?
Absolutely.
You scumbag!
Kids are so dumb. As long as you say something in an excited voice, they're excited about it. So I was like, Evelyn, you want to come out in the backyard and help Dada? Yeah, what are we doing? We're going to see who can pick up the most sticks. Okay. Nikki was doing it too.
Okay.
Nikki, again, not even 2 years old yet.
Good. Got him out there
already putting in the labor. But hey, let the ends justify the means. It's looking pretty good out there, isn't it?
Right. So was there ever a point where Evelyn caught on to this?
No.
Did Annette encourage this? Was she just none the wiser that you were, again, convincing your toddler and infant?
Annette is happy to have them out of her hair for a little bit.
Oh, I thought you meant to. Okay, never mind. I was going a different direction.
No, because they...
happy to have you out of her hair for...
Well, yeah, I mean, that goes without saying. But, she was... So there are plenty of times, like if it's later in the afternoon and she wants to start getting dinner ready or something, she's like, can you just take them outside or take them downstairs in the playroom or something, just so they're not mama.
Yep.
Especially Nikki lately. He's just been so, so needy.
So just needs a little time.
So,
yeah. Understood.
So we're out back and I'm just like, hey, who wants to pick up sticks again? Yeah.
So you didn't have to dig into the idea of, well, I'll give you, you know, a dime a stick.
I had told Evelyn I would give her a penny a stick.
Oh my God, you even went cheap.
But like, she's a kid, so she doesn't have any idea what the value of anything is.
Right.
So she didn't even care about that.
Wow.
Yeah. I'm telling you, man, you got to do this.
Man, I feel like I've tried with, you know, having two dogs at the house. So, you know, picking up dog poop in the backyard and everything.
You want to send Reed over here? I'll whip him into shape.
All I've gotten out of Reed is, Daddy, here! And well, he'll point,
that's good.
Fine, but I mean, in fairness, I was going to find it anyway. It's, you know, you're not really helping the process.
That's half the battle, though. But I mean, yeah, is it too early to be teaching my kids the value of manual labor?
I'll post it on the poll. Is it ever too early to teach your toddler and infant the value of manual labor?
No.
And value is doing a lot of heavy lifting there.
For my money, no.
But here's what I need to know about how this worked for you. Mm-hmm. And you seem to be happy with the outcome. Obviously, it looks great out there. Mm-hmm. Good job to Evelyn and Nikki B.
I was just supervising. They both seem to be really into fire, too, which is cool.
Yeah, that's a great start. Have you started putting this through the wheel, the hamster wheel in your brain?
Mm-hmm.
And have you started thinking about other avenues to get these terrible jobs done by utilizing your unpaid toddler and infant?
Well, look, I did plenty of that crap when I was a kid. I had to cut the grass. I had to pick up sticks. I never got an allowance. Did you get an allowance?
No, I don't even know what an allowance. Yeah, no.
I never got an allowance.
Yeah.
And Annette and I have discussed it before. We're kind of at odds because she got an allowance when she was younger. And so she's pro allowance. And I'm like, I don't know. I understand the benefits of it. It may motivate them a little bit more, but
I don't even think that's a discussion until they're. I think Evelyn would have to be 6, 7, 8 years old before that's.
Yeah.
Because honest to God, what can a 4-year-old do that can help you? Right. Not much.
Right.
For the most part, they're going to make everything worse.
The quality of the work is not going to be up to my standards. But it's. I don't know. I figure I'm going to get all the free labor out of them while I can early. Because the nice thing is now I can say, hey, if you help me pick up sticks every day this week, we'll go to a movie next week. And that's a good payoff for her.
Yeah.
You know, because she doesn't understand transactions. she has no basis for value.
Yeah. Right. I just want to make sure I give that an ample pause.
Mm-hmm.
Just so I know in a couple of years when we can properly cut that for when she starts going to therapy. Right. Steve, I've teased this to you before the break, and this has been on our list to get to for one calendar year.
That's like us.
And the reason I know that, again, is because it popped up on my memories again. So I should have given you a little heads up. So while I filibuster, I want you to think in your head.
Mm-hmm.
If you can, about your longest grudge you've ever held. Okay. Could be small, could be major, could be Ray. That was when I thought that I was going to bring this up to you. My first thought was, oh, it's probably Ray, which is fine. It relates to the podcast, but
Ray's a good one.
I'll give you time to consider that.
I mean, that goes back almost 20 years. So I can't imagine. I'll think of many older than that.
Right. This is the 25th anniversary of my longest grudge I've ever held.
All right. Well, the fact that you know the date.
I was 12 years old.
So this is 1999. Oh, this is the year I graduated high school.
2 years before I entered high school.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know how to just... There's not a big story about this. Mm. It's simply, I was in a junior high art class, much like everybody took at that point, right? And you do stuff. I've never once enjoyed art. I don't have that in my brain.
Yeah.
I've much preferred, whether it be writing or even test taking, knowing 1 to 100, fill those in. I know there's a start, I know there's an end. I'm not filling those gaps in with my own creativity. I just don't have that in me.
Well, yeah. Plus with art, there's subjectiveness to it, too.
Sure. Very subjective.
Yeah. Whereas if you're taking a multiple choice test, it's one of those answers.
So this comes up years after this art class has taken place. And I don't know if this is when I lived at home or if I was, like everybody who moves out, given loads of junk that were kept on your behalf by your parents.
Even though you have no desire to keep it.
Right. And, I mean, you ran into that here when you moved into the estate. You ran into the grocery bags of the crappiest artwork you've ever seen, you said.
Yeah. Yeah, and it took like 3 weeks of putting them out with the garbage to finally get rid of all of them.
I would, if I had to guess, this, that's what this is. Because my original post and my original discovery of this was 2012. Okay?
Okay, 12 years ago.
And it is the junior high school progress report in seventh grade. All right. For me.
All right. Let me, I think that I'm.
Oh, yes. And we'll post all of these on our social media. I don't think there's anything I need to redact. I don't
really care. Yeah, so it's just the one, the white sheet.
Yeah, sure. Okay. Yeah. And there is all of the grades. Language arts, directions, transition, math, arts, art, times and places, science and social studies, whatever. And I was always a good student. Okay, it's just that level of education, which is really dumb, just came easy to me.
Yeah, okay, so you got A plus in language arts.
Or an A minus. It's an A. Is that an A minus? I can't tell.
Yeah, a little blurry. You got an A in direction. So is that just like, hey, go left?
No, I believe directions is the very first course you took after elementary school that they started trying to teach you what they thought life was. So it's like, hey, here's how to cook an omelet.
Okay.
Here's how to wash clothes.
So survival skills, basically.
But the dumbest survival skills, right? Like, you see all those meme posts nowadays about, oh boy, I sure wish I could do my taxes today. Mm-hmm. But hey, at least I know whatever trivial thing they taught me in junior high.
All right, moving on to transition math. You got an A in there, too. Good.
Yeah, always been good at math.
Good work habits are demonstrated daily. Concepts presented in class are understood. It is a pleasure to have Kyle in class.
Yeah.
Look at that.
Yeah.
Moving on to art, times, and places. You got a strong B in there.
That's my problem.
So
I'm glad you made it there because, okay. I mean, listen, you read the reports.
Yeah.
That, listen, A minus, A. Social studies an A, science is a B, but whatever, science is
Yeah, thick. Mrs. Depp, she really enjoys having you in class, though.
Julie Deppy, don't even get me started. Debbie. Don't even get me started. I already know her. Still holding a grudge against her, too.
Boy, there must have been, were there like generic ones that they could click on?
Absolutely.
Because you got a lot of, it is a pleasure to have Kyle in class.
Yep. And you can tell that is because in the directions, Kyle answers or Kyle demonstrates that she is giving serious consideration to the course topics. And I've also never forgiven Mrs. Kuhn for that.
Okay. So seems like you got a number of 25-year-old grudges here.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, seventh grade as a whole, I think I could just call a grudge.
Okay.
So I get to this art and I get a B, but the comments are pretty close to the other courses, right? It's a pleasure to have him in class. Progress is satisfactory. Whatever.
Yeah, no,
but it's a B, okay? So I'm perturbed by that.
Okay.
And I have brought you to you today the physical evidence of satisfactory progress, Steve.
Okay.
25-year satisfactory progress is this delightful pencil holder.
How did I not even see that thing?
I was carrying it out with your barrel fire outside, too. Look at this thing.
Let me see.
Be very 25 years old. Be gentle.
Of course.
This is clay work.
Okay, so it kind of looks like a snail from the side. I like it.
Yes.
It's like a snail shell.
It is broken, but that's what happens when you have a kid.
I was going to say, it's got some rough, jagged edges on it.
I believe that's the broken piece that I super glued back on. Because, again, you have a five-year-old. Well, now he's five. But, yeah, things get broken.
All right. I mean, it's not the worst thing I've ever seen.
Steve, there's a picture attached to this white sheet, the white report card.
Let me download
that. That is the pencil holder. And what is it? Can you tell me or describe to me what that pencil holder is doing?
It appears to be holding pencils.
You know what this thing was doing?
Oh, look, there's a couple pens in there, too.
You know what this thing was doing 5 minutes before I left the house today, Steve?
Still holding pens?
Holding pens and pencils in a prominent space in my house. Okay? My wife and my son see this thing. They use it. That's not satisfactory, Tom Lehrer, tennis coach. Former tennis coach. I'm assuming he's retired. That is not satisfactory, Steve. That's good work.
I mean,
that's not B clay work from a 12-year-old. Okay? I did circles And I put that thing in the...
You did.
What do they call a clay cooker?
A kiln.
The kiln. That's right.
The clay cooker.
Yeah, be gentle, please.
Sorry. Apologies.
So, there's one more screenshot that I sent you because...
Boy, there is.
This finally rankled me to my core last year when it popped up on my memories.
Okay, so...
So, what would you do in this situation? If you realized you'd been wronged in 1999 as a 12-year-old in art class, what would you do?
I mean, nothing.
So I sought out Tom Lehrer on Facebook and I sent him a message.
So this is the art teacher. You sought him out after 24 years.
Yeah.
And sent him a message. Okay.
Do you have it open? I'll let you can read it. I hope you can get it big enough.
How do you say his name?
Lehrer.
Lehrer. Hello, Mr. Lehrer. Now this is dated February 28th, 2023.
It was the day the...
1 year ago.
Yeah, the actual day that the memory popped up on Facebook for me, and apparently I let that simmer for about 6 to 8 hours.
Sure. Yeah.
And I couldn't get past it.
Hello, Mr. Lehrer. There is no universe you'll remember me, but way back in 1999, I was a student at Jennison Junior High in your art class. Full disclosure, I was by no means a fan of art. Nor did I consider myself good or even competent at it. I do, however, feel the need to send a gripe your way. See, I seem to have received a B, and progress is satisfactory regarding my art. Well, Mr. Lehrer, I'm here to show you what satisfactory means. Oh, then you attached your progress report.
Yeah.
Highlighted. With his comments about how progress is satisfactory. You're a pleasure to have in class. Oh, and then there it is. There's a photo.
A live look.
A live look in at your pencil/pen holder. Putting in work. Doing work right there at the house. Oh, then, okay, follow-up message. For 23 years, this satisfactory pencil holder has served admirably over multiple homes.
Still waiting.
Has he read them? Oh, he has read them. Yeah.
Well, they show they're received. Okay. I don't believe they've been read. I haven't checked this year. I guess I should. I did check before sending this message.
Is he?
See if he found the old 5-galloner. Oh, no. Wait. Did I miss it? He couldn't have passed in 2007. Nah, I'm not going to read that. Couldn't be him.
That'd be shocking if he passed in 2007. And then after he passed away, his family created a Facebook account for
him. Right, like a memorial one.
Does that look like him in the picture? Is that?
I'm going to try to open it. I don't want this to be a Jack situation, which I know somehow you're still holding on to.
You're opening this.
It's just a generic candle, it appears.
A candle?
Yeah, so like no picture.
So
I don't
memory?
See anything. It looks like maybe his wife passed away in 2016.
Wait, hold on. Go back. His picture is now a candle.
No. On the obituary on Google.
Okay.
Of this, when I just typed in his name.
I thought you were on his Facebook page and you were saying that his picture was now a candle.
No.
That would be indicative of someone who has.
Yeah, no question. I want to ask you.
Mm-hmm.
It's now been a year. Should we send a follow-up?
Oh, we absolutely should send a follow-up.
Because I have the message open right now. And again, they're all showing delivered.
Blue check mark.
Blue check mark, which I believe means delivered, not read.
Yeah. Because I think it would actually say it would show their little picture if it was read.
Could be a couple birds with one stone here. Could be, I finally get the apology I obviously so desperately need.
Maybe schedule a time when you guys can meet up.
Could be.
Take a picture.
We could be buds.
With the with the pencil holder.
We could be buds. I just show a mutual friend.
I saw that. Yeah.
So I think this is possible. He may have, I mean, he has nothing on his profile, whatever.
Nothing
so what, how should I follow up here to maybe spark the art teacher to read this message 1 year later?
All right. You ready to type?
Oh boy. Now I am going to edit this one. Okay. Because last time I was at your will. And that's fine. That's the way we drew it up. This time, I am going to make editorial decision-making.
Okay, well, you just type it out as I say it, and then you can go back and edit it as need be. Listen up, old man.
Okay. Nope, not editing that at all.
Kyle checking in, 1 year removed.
Yep.
Still pissed. Real pissed.
Yeah.
Not sure what the statute of limitations is, but if you could go back and amend that grade.
Ooh, I'd like that.
I'd greatly appreciate it.
Okay. Yeah. Okay. Listen, I didn't expect you to come out
you
swinging.
You have been warned.
Okay. This really goes from me, hey, I'm upset, to...
You have until sundown to fulfill this. Kyle, out.
Okay. Okay, so do I keep listen up, old man? Would be the first barometer of how this mole message is going to go, right?
I bet you were wishing that's as bad as it got.
I really... I'd have been willing to send this because I'm pretty comfortable that he's never going to log in here again. Mm-hmm. Up until we got to the, you have till sundown, like we're going to meet at the OK Corral. Me and my former art teacher.
Yeah.
We're going to go meet with watercolor.
Yeah.
And, you
Where's
know.
He living these days?
Is have a sunset drawing off.
He's still living in town?
No idea. No idea. Mm-hmm. Possibly. Again, yeah. Good chance he's dead. Might be that candle in the wind that was on the obituary picture.
This, he lives.
Oh, does he?
Lives 20 minutes from here.
Oh, okay. Mate, should I reach out to the mutual friend? Say, hey, do you got old Tom's number? Like to give him a personal message.
Wait, seems like you're treading in some murky waters now. I don't know if that's what you want to do.
I don't know why this one irritates me. Maybe it's the B. Maybe it's the satisfactory.
No, I think it is. I think that this is just your general demeanor. You can't look back on something for the most part and have fond memories.
Mm-hmm.
There needs to be a villain.
Well, Carrie Coon said I talk too much in class and I'm a she.
Okay. Have you sent her a strongly worded message?
No, but listen, she was not, I would not say she was healthy in 1999.
Okay, so the chances of her still being astral plane.
Also, probably not her first name. I mixed her up with an actress from The Leftovers who has the same last name. Let me just type in what I know about her. Mean teacher.
Who called me a girl.
Who called me a girl in night. Oh, this is a bummer. 05.
Oh, boy.
A lot of people would say like 7 years too late. Saved me that satisfactory.
Okay.
And B.
Look, I know how you feel. I know what you're going through right now. I've been through the Jack saga. Yeah. And I know that. This is gonna weigh heavy on you over the next couple of weeks. You're not gonna feel good about this.
You sure?
You're gonna want a shot of redemption. You're gonna go to the grave and drop off flowers. Maybe some urine.
Is that how you're still urine? Is that how you're still feeling about Ray? Because the Ray falling out happened. Not when you were 12. You were probably 20, right? Or 19, something like that?
No, the Ray falling out happened when I was, let's see, it would have been like 2006. I was like 25-ish.
Okay, so just after 12, a little after 19.
A little bit.
Pretty close. So you were grown by then.
I could probably get in touch with Ray if I wanted to.
No, that's how the podcast ends. That's the very last episode.
Final episode.
We talk to Ray. We close up shop. Okay. You never hear from us again.
Wouldn't that be crazy to get a phone call from somebody you haven't talked to in 15, 20 years and say, hey, Kyle, you may not remember me, but I do a podcast now with a friend of mine, and you've been a major point of interest.
Well, you've been a talking point enough that, you know, we would like to get your thoughts on things, right?
Yeah.
I feel like having that falling out at in your 20s means more than me being upset about something from when I was 12.
Yeah, plus, I mean, the relationship is completely different. You know, it, for me, it was peer-to-peer, but for you, it was peer-to, you know, student-to-teacher, so it's different.
Hmm. I don't feel bad about this.
No,
of course. I'm reaching out to the art teacher. I mean, I'm getting my pound of flesh here.
Yeah.
From a geriatric former art teacher and tennis student.
Now, what if he were to reply back? Mm-hmm. Is there a world where he can make this right? If he were to reply back and say, ha, 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 Kyle, it looks great. I remember you well, and you were a joy to have in class. My apologies. That's a solid A right there. Is that making it good, or are you still pissed?
No, that solves it for me. I feel like I need that validation.
You do, okay.
About a subject that I really didn't like then, now.
Look, what I say here, you may be offended by, but I assure you, no offense. The pencil holder looks like
Get lost. Okay? Look at this thing.
I mean, it's not good.
Okay.
It's not good at all.
These are 12-year-old hands molding literal clay, Steve. Okay? This is pretty much a gift from the heavens in terms of how well it was constructed and put into that kiln. We'll take some video, some images. Check those out on our social medias this week at Steve and Kyle. So you can judge. Is the pencil sharpener worth the 25-year grudge?
You mean the pencil holder.
Yes.
Pencil holder.
Worth the 25-year grudge.
It probably could sharpen a pencil because it has many jagged edges.
That's how it... Listen, this is not from 1999. I beg of you to understand this. This thing, for decades, sat unbroken, undamaged, until I had a toddler in the house.
Now, did you make that for you, or was that like a gift?
Boy, if it was a gift, it was given back. And that's
12 years old is too old to be giving crap gifts like that.
I don't know what the cutoff is of when you stop bringing home those awful Secret Santa gifts from school.
Yeah, that's bad. That thing's...
Is it double digits? Like, once you're nine, like, is nine the last...
I think so.
World's best, you know, dad keychain coming home?
I don't know. I'm going to be so geeked about that if I ever get something like that.
You're not getting one of those. You've given her coasters. You think you're getting anything of substance in return?
She is going to have such appreciation for me for giving her a good work ethic, teaching her how to pick up sticks.
And lovely gifts.
I took her to Peppa Pig World this weekend.
Yes, you did. Yes, you did. She's going to just cherish the memories of picking up sticks for a penny. And then when people find out she wasn't born in 1973.
The kid's not even keeping a running tally on how many sticks she's picked up.
So dumb.
She has no idea. I'd give her 7 cents and she'd be like, woo.
And like Treasure Island Casino coaster that you're anticipating.
Mm-hmm.
Just life-changing, you know, world's greatest dad gifts.
I don't know how this turned around on me. We're talking about your rough spots here.
But do you have anything else like that outside of a very adult breaking down of a relationship like you and Ray?
Mm-hmm.
Do you have anything from when you were a kid that either you regret or you look back on and you're like, boy, I don't like that person because of that?
I'm sure I have a million things that I look back on and regret off the top of my head. I can't think of any right now. There are still people that I have grudges against from like middle school and high school.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, there was a good friend of mine, throughout, like we were in the same Cub Scout troop and everything throughout middle school. And I think it was fifth grade and sixth grade, we were like best friends. I mean, every day after school, getting together, doing something. And then seventh grade was the defining year for him.
Mm-hmm.
And he elevated... a different group, and we weren't friends anymore.
That's when you split.
And I didn't really. It wasn't until years later that I realized what had happened. Like, oh, he became cool. I was still not cool. So yeah, that was a big bummer. Like, I still hold a grudge about that.
Just for the fact that it was there a moment you remember, or a breaking apart moment you remember, where maybe you guys were walking down the hallway like you'd always had, and you know, you like you do, your shoes were tied together, so you tripped and you know, smacked your nose into the attractive girl's foot and bleeding everywhere. And instead of him helping you up,
he kicked me or something.
He either kicked you or walked away. God, can you believe that nerd?
No, but I just remember that it was like the summer in between sixth grade and seventh grade. I'd be like, hey, you want to come over and blah, blah, blah. Hey, you want to come over? And I would just be like, oh, yeah, I can't.
Oh, wow.
And then by the time we got back to school that fall, like, we were barely friends.
Wow.
Yeah.
You think there's an outside chance we could get in contact with him?
I know he's not doing well.
Oh.
Yeah, from people that I know that...
Bit of a ha-ha on your end, or are you a...
I think it's a bad drug problem from what I remember hearing.
I'd like to get him on. Just talk about the drugs, and then at the end be like, oh, hey, you remember when you thought Steve was cool?
Look at that, seven mutual friends.
Maybe you think we could entice him in with the drugs?
It looks like he's...
He's better?
It looks like he's doing all right.
Okay. I think you find one of those mutuals who may still have talked to him recently, right? And then you see, hey, is he still, dipping into the heroin wagon, or has he moved on from that one?
I mean, two of our seven friends in common are my neighbors growing up.
Okay.
One of them is Bob.
God, I'd love to do just a deep dive into Steve's past. Ray, this guy who laughed at you when you fell in the hallway. Okay, listen, yeah. I don't feel alone in this.
Yeah.
Because
this has just brought up some memories that...
Well, it might be trivial. I stand on the validity, the quality, and the effort to make this pencil holder with two different colors. It's white clay and red clay. Okay. Mm. And everybody knows red clay does not mold very well.
Is that a fact?
Do they play tennis on it? Is it red clay?
Yeah.
Well, of course he knew that. He's more worried about his tennis team than the quality of my artwork.
You think that's where he got the clay from?
I think next year I'm just as mad. I don't know when this is going to go away, but again, I'm still you. This is in my upstairs kitchen holding pens and pencils alike.
Mm-hmm.
That alone, yeah, I mean, better than a B.
Look, it's still serving its purpose. Mm. Yes. But you can't honestly come to me and say that it is nice looking.
You're so worried about the cracks. If you were just to not take into account when it broke.
No, I'm not even looking at the cracks. I'm just
Steve,
looking
look at that. That's like a snail formation. That's the hardest one to make and get through the kiln.
Claysman?
Yeah, Claysman. I mean, this one collapsed a little bit, but again, that's because everybody knows red clay doesn't mold very well, and it's the hardest shape to get through the kiln.
Mm.
Jeez. I'll post that on the poll as well.
Does every claysman know that
this... Is the snail the hardest to get through the shape to get through the kiln? And does every claysman know that red's harder to mold?
Mm. Well, I guess I'll wait to see what the outcome of this one is.
I'd appreciate it.
Mm-hmm.
Before we get out of here, one more time, coming up in 2 weeks, so your help is needed and requested for any polls that stood out to you this year. I know Trevor and Dixon / Burns, not Nashville, has been very good about giving his seating opinions in the comments of some of these polls that he thinks are very good.
Yep.
But if any have stood out to you this past year, please just comment back at us at Steve and Kyle, Twitter, Facebook, and Instagram, all those. We're going to make every avenue to have... these polls or the poll badness as accessible as possible on Facebook and Twitter and Instagram. We've done it a certain way the past years. I think there's a way we can do it a little simpler, not simpler, but easier to vote on Facebook. We're going to look into those, but I love this time of year.
Yeah. We're going to
discussion. Den's going to be popping.
Oh, you know it. I can't wait to tell you about my latest obsession. I've been wanting to tell you about this for a couple of weeks now. I'm really into something.
Can I, without honestly knowing one thing about it,
sure,
and without wanting to ruin it,
you can take a guess, and I will.
Oh, I'm not going to guess.
I'm not going to say one way or the other whether you're close or not close. Or
is it something that you think I'm going to make fun of you about?
Well, I, by default, assume that everything I talk about, you're going to make fun of me about.
Seems like a real yes.
I think you'll be more on board with this than, like, say, hey, I'm into Jeep Comanches.
Right. Is this something that maybe I, you know, do you think you could, like, tickle my fancy enough and be like, hey, I think Kyle might join me on this?
I'm not sure if you may already be somewhat into this.
Okay. I can't wait. Well, that'll be, we'll get to that. It's the A-Bit next week.
Definitely the A-Bit. All right. At Stephen Kyle, Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram. If you want to make a guess as to what my new obsession is, feel free to do so. I gotta go outside and see if my backyard is still on fire. 55-gallon burn barrel out there.
Somebody missed the Smokey the Bear classes.
No. Everything's fine. It's a windy day. It's the perfect day. That means if that fire gets out of control, the wind just takes care of it. All right, we'll talk to you next week.